WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report finds teacher turnover spiked this year in Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska reports.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum looked at teacher turnover numbers from 2009 to 2023. Researchers found 11.5% of the state's teachers either left or moved each year. But in the last school year, that number rose to almost 16%. That's the highest turnover rate in the state in the 14 years that they studied. Turnover rates are higher in smaller communities and among teachers of color. The Policy Forum's Sarah Shaw says high turnover isn't necessarily a sign that anything is wrong. She says reasons could include better opportunities, the pandemic, or retirements. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
There's a growing effort to curb the rise of Wisconsinites committing suicide with a gun. In 2022, the state of Wisconsin reported more than 500 suicides for the first time in the state's history. More than half of those involved a firearm. The Gun Shop Project is a growing effort by gun shop owners. The effort provides in-depth training for gun shop employees to identify indicators during a gun sale. The program also allows gun owners to store their firearms at the shop during times of crisis. Legislation to bolster the program in Wisconsin has failed in recent years, not gaining enough bipartisan support to pass. A Wisconsin congressman was in Syria yesterday. It's the first known Syrian trip by an American lawmaker in 6 years. More from Terry Bell.
Wisconsin's Scott Fitzgerald and two other U.S. House Republicans made an hour-long visit to the opposition-held area of northwest Syria. Two people familiar with the trip confirmed the visit but were not authorized to publicly talk about it. The lawmakers reportedly met with leaders of the opposition. They also spoke with people heading humanitarian efforts. The United Nations says 300,000 civilians died in the first 10 years of the Syrian conflict. The opposition is resisting forces allied with Syrian President Bashar Assad, including Russia. The fighting has been going on for almost 12 and a half years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A Wisconsin environmentalist says he's disturbed by what Republicans said about climate change at last week's debate in Milwaukee. Robert Craig runs Citizen Action of Wisconsin. He says climate change can be reversed if political leaders do the right thing.
But if we have a lot of folks who refuse to lead and in fact do the bidding of the big fossil fuel interests, then it's going to be a much more difficult challenge and the consequences could be dire.
Craig says only two of the eight Republican candidates for president in Milwaukee acknowledge man-made climate change is real. Craig was on WISC TV's For the Record program yesterday. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A proposed piece of legislation could bring relief for women who need additional breast cancer screening. Senate Bill 121 is gaining bipartisan support in the Wisconsin legislature, with more than 20 co-sponsors already. If passed, the bill would eliminate the cost for women who need additional breast cancer screening. According to a WSAW report, over 70% of breast cancer is found in dense breasts, and a standard mammogram can miss up to 40% of cancers in dense breasts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to use proper safety equipment and operate ATVs and UTVs responsibly. According to the DNR, 70% of all deadly ATV and UTV accidents involving operators or passengers under 18 years old occurred on private land. The department is also reminding adults to operate these vehicles sober, and last week, the state legislature announced a proposed bill to ban open drinking on ATVs and UTVs. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers sweep the Padres. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers extended their 8-game winning streak with a 10-6 win over the San Diego Padres in front of over 36,000 fans at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Down 4-2, Milwaukee's Rowdy Tellez got things going in the sixth.
2-1 to Tellez, and a swing and a line drive right field. That is down off the fence. Can is in. Terang is in. Monasterio the third. Rowdy Tellez with a double. We're tied at four.
Brian Anderson on Bally Sports Wisconsin. The game got off to a rocky start when Adrian Hauser left with an injury, replaced by reliever Bryce Wilson.
Yeah, you lose your starter after two innings. You don't want to do too much damage to your bullpen. And for Bryce to go out and deliver four innings and then four scoreless innings that give you a chance to win the game, that's a great effort.
Manager Craig Counsell on why the Brewers' right-hander had to leave the game.
So it's just some right elbow like swelling, essentially. It's not in the, you know, the ligament, the UCL area, but he did have elbow stiffness, and that's, for a pitcher, you got to take you out of the game when that's going on. I think we're at the risk of certainly missing a start.
The Brewers open up a three-game series tonight in Chicago against the Cubs. First pitch at Wrigley Field, 7:05. Racing at the Milwaukee Mile. Grant Enfinger the winner at the NASCAR 175-mile event held at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. NFL over the weekend, the Dallas Cowboys trading for 49ers quarterback Trey Lance. San Francisco drafted him 3 years ago with the number 3 overall pick in the first round. Dallas got him for a fourth-round pick. The Packers beat the Seahawks Saturday 19-15. Packers running back number 31, Emmanuel Wilson, led the NFL with most yards rushing in the preseason. Was it enough to make the team?
I feel pretty good. I'm not going to try to get too level-headed. If it's here, I'm blessed. If it's somewhere else, I'm blessed too.
That's Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Into the Stu Daniels Show on a Friday morning. It's the 25th day of August. Come on in, grab a seat, maybe get some coffee or tea and sit down and join me for the next couple of hours. We're going to be discussing several topics in the news today. I hope you're having a good day so far. Let me give you a little bit of weather information. Outside today in La Crosse, a slight chance of rain between 8 a.m. and noon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high around 86 degrees, quite a bit different than it's been the past few days. The excessive heat is out of the way, although it will still be pretty warm today and humid too. Eau Claire today, a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high around 84 degrees. In Richland Center today, slight chance of rain before 11 a.m., and then partly sunny with a high around 86 degrees. In Amory, a slight chance of rain between 2 and 4 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high around 82 degrees. And up in Hayward today, it's going to be mostly cloudy in the morning with a chance of rain. I guess the chance of rain is going to last throughout the day, but the clouds will be hanging out in the morning. And then sunshine this afternoon up in Hayward, high around 78 degrees. And in sports, the Brewers were off yesterday, and the Cubs beat the Pirates, so Milwaukee now 3 games ahead of Chicago in the National League Central Division. The Brewers start a 3-game series with the Padres tonight in Milwaukee. So what's going on in the news? Let me give you some headlines. I'm sure you know about the big headline. Donald Trump surrendered last night to Fulton County authorities in Georgia. Have you seen the mugshot? Also, the first small-scale microgrid project in Wisconsin is up and running in Richland County. That's really interesting, too, because it's a small-scale microgrid. So when people get their electricity from one of these microgrids, that grid is separate from the bigger grid, the electricity grid. So if something weird happens, like the electricity goes out for a big portion of the state or the country, people who are on the microgrid will still have electricity. So we'll get to that story. Also, the Washington Post has a story about Donald Trump and Scott Walker promising a giant Foxconn factory in Wisconsin. And as we all know, that factory never materialized. So we'll try to get to that. Also, Wisconsin's top election official said she will not testify at a Senate committee hearing next week to discuss her future. We got 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, and I want to talk to my producer, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, how are you doing this morning? Good morning to you.
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. Did you get to see any of the big event last night where the former president turned himself in and had his mugshot taken?
I didn't watch it live, but I did see the mugshot this morning, and I saw some videos of people watching the news coverage and the whole crowd just going wild and cheering, for better or for worse.
Yeah, for better or for worse. Now, where were the people cheering for the guy? Where did you see that at? If you don't,
I saw it.
Was
on
it on
Twitter.
Television?
I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So let me ask you the big question that is on everybody's mind today. What did you think about that mugshot?
I think it looked pretty much exactly like I expected it to, that he would just look kind of angry. And I think I saw it in a few different memes, and I think the best one was a compilation of shots from Stanley Kubrick movies and a description of the Kubrick stare, where one of his most recognizable techniques, where the character stares directly at the camera with their head tilted forward to show that they are at the peak of their derangement.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to describe it. And that's interesting, the Stanley Kubrick stare. But that's exactly what it was, because he looked pretty deranged in that photo. And I'm pretty sure that what was on his mind was how he's going to look on the T-shirts that he wants to sell with his photo on it being booked down in Atlanta at the Fulton County Jail. And as you probably know, those T-shirts are already on sale for a mere $35 or so. You can get a nice new white cotton T-shirt with that photo on the front. I don't know, man. Who buys those things? I guess if you want to support your guy, you buy a T-shirt with his face on it, no matter what the photo looks like. But that's the first story we'll get to this morning. Trump surrenders at Atlanta jail in Georgia election interference case. I've got a story here from the New York Times. It says Mr. Trump spent about 20 minutes at the jail getting fingerprinted and having his mugshot taken for the first time in the four criminal cases he has faced this year. And this piece was written by Richard Fawcett, Danny Hakim, and Thomas Fuller, posted late yesterday. It says former President Donald Trump surrendered at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta on Thursday and was booked on 13 felony charges for his efforts to reverse his 2020 election loss in Georgia. It was an extraordinary scene. A former United States president who flew on his own jet to Atlanta and surrendered at a jail compound surrounded by concertina wire and signs that directed visitors to the prisoner intake area. As Trump's motorcade of black SUVs drove to the jail through cleared streets, preceded by more than a dozen police motorcycles, a trip captured by news helicopters and broadcast live on national television, two worlds collided in ways never before seen in American political history. The nation's former commander-in-chief walked into a notorious jail, one that has been cited in rap lyrics and is the subject of a Department of Justice investigation into unsanitary and unsafe conditions, including allegations that an incarcerated person died covered in insects and filth. The case is the fourth brought against Trump this year, but Thursday was the first time that he was booked at a jail Trump spent about 20 minutes there submitting to some of the routines of criminal defendant intake. He was fingerprinted and had his mugshot taken. He was assigned an identification number. That number is P01135809. But the process was faster than for most defendants. Minutes after he entered the jail, Trump's record appeared in Fulton County's booking system, which listed him as having, quote, blonde or strawberry, end quote, hair. A height of 6'3" and a weight of 215 pounds? Come on, man. 24 pounds less than the White House doctor reported Mr. Trump weighing in 2018, and I think that number was off by about 20 or 30 pounds. But anyway, this story from the New York Times goes on and says his form was filled out in advance by aides, according to someone familiar with the preparations, not by officials at the jail. Outside of the jail, supporters and detractors of Trump had gathered all day in the swampy Atlanta heat. The news media was kept at bay. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office barred reporters from accessing the parking lot in front of the jail's main entrance, a break with tradition. Before leaving Atlanta on his plane, Trump was defiant. The Georgia case, he said, was a travesty of justice. Quote, "We have every right to challenge an election we think is dishonest," he said. The former president's bond in the case was set at $200,000 on Monday, and he used a commercial bondsman, Charles Shaw of Foster Bail Bonds, to post his bond in exchange for $20,000, the bondsman confirmed. In a last-minute shakeup of his legal team before he surrendered on Thursday, Trump hired Stephen H. Sato, I believe how that's pronounced, a veteran criminal defense lawyer in Atlanta whose clients have included prominent rappers. In a filing to the court, Mr. Sato said he was now, quote, lead counsel of record for Donald John Trump, end quote. Lawyers on both sides of the case filed a flurry of legal motions on Thursday after one of the 19 defendants, the lawyer Kenneth Cheesebro, demanded a speedy trial. Bonnie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, who was prosecuting the case, asked a judge to set a trial date of October 23rd, months earlier than she had originally sought. Trump, of course, objected to that timing, an indication that he wants to move more slowly. The judge approved the October trial date, but only for Mr. Cheesebro. The ultimate date of any trial, however, will not be clear until efforts by some of the defendants to move the case to federal court are resolved. So that's what happened last night. A former president of the United States got booked into a jail, had his mugshot taken, got fingerprinted. It's the first time it's ever happened. It was an historic event. And if you have any comments on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Going to take a quick break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
I hear something saying, the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's back to school time, but before we ring the bell for class, how about this subject? The first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created America's first kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown, about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bob.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High of 81, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for isolated storms. Lows dip down to about 56. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 75. 79 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Talking about 10th Avenue freeze out 24 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. 72 degrees in La Crosse right now. It's also 72 in Richland Center. 10th Avenue freeze out from the Born to Run album, released on this date, August 25th in 1975. Man, I remember that date well because I was in line outside the record store that morning so I could buy a copy of that record. It's the only time I've ever stood in line outside of a record store to buy a record, but it was well worth it. Couldn't wait to get home, put it on the turntable, and I was blown away, of course. Bruce Springsteen, man, this date, 1975, Born to Run. Hey, back to the show now. I want to talk to my producer, Aaron. Hey, what was up with that? Did you play Chain Gang? That's the sound of the men working on the Chain Gang after we read that story about Donald Trump being booked down. Man, Georgia's a state that has chain gangs, or at least they did. I don't know if they still do, but imagine that guy out on the side of the highway in his orange suit with his orange face and his orange hair, swinging a sickle.
Yeah, and I know later on they specifically mentioned Georgia, which is also why I played it.
Yeah. Oh, man. You had me rolling over here. Hey, let's get back to a story about Trump. And I'm not talking about the fact that he was booked last night down in Georgia. I want to remind you about the fact that he and our former governor, Scott Walker, at one time promised a giant Foxconn factory in Wisconsin that was going to change the entire economy of our state. Everything was going to be different after this factory opened up and started producing. At first, it was supposed to be giant screens or something, right? For computers. And then it turned into smaller screens for phones, cell phones, and tablets. And then eventually it just kind of disintegrated. And there was, I'm not sure what's going on down there in Mount Pleasant these days, but it's not much. I've got a story here from the Washington Post. That's good that somebody's keeping tabs on what's going on in our state. It says that Trump promised this Wisconsin town a manufacturing boom, but it never arrived. This story is by Jeannie Whalen. We're going to get to just a little bit of it before we have to take our next break. This was posted a couple of days ago at the Washington Post. It says a 30-minute drive from the site of this week's Republican debate in Milwaukee stands a mysterious glass globe that has come to symbolize the failure of one of Republican frontrunner and former President Donald Trump's big promises. The 100-foot-tall sphere is one of few buildings on a largely empty plot of land bigger than three central parks. The globe's owner, Taiwanese manufacturer Foxconn, calls it a high-performance computing data center. But local residents say they've seen few signs of life at the building. Last year, a local catering company announced that outside groups could rent the space for events. And one thing we should mention here is the fact that in order to build this giant factory down in Mount Pleasant, near Racine, they had to carve out over 100 properties. They took away 100 homes, 100 family homes, as well as several farms, small family farms, people just trying to earn a living or make some extra money with a small farm. And they wiped away all those homes and farms in order to build this Foxconn factory that's never materialized. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Tropical Storm Idalia is churning in the Gulf and is expected to hit Florida this week as a hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warning those in his state that they need to be ready.
If you are in the path of this storm, you should expect power outages. So please prepare for that. Particularly if you have one, if this storm ends up coming in the Tallahassee region, There's a lot of trees that are going to get knocked down. The power lines are going to get knocked down. That is just going to happen.
1,100 National Guard members have been mobilized. 2,400 high water vehicles are at the ready. Former President Trump's one-time chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is in Fulton County, Georgia today. He's trying to get his trial moved to federal court. Investigators in Jacksonville, Florida, say the weekend killing of three people at a Dollar General was racially motivated. They're looking into the background of the gunman who took his own life following the killings. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A report from Apartment List found that Wisconsin is fifth in the nation for rising rent prices. The study found the 2023 median rent price in Wisconsin, $1,078 per month, is up 3.2% from 2022. The report cites growing demand as a factor in rent increases, with the population of Wisconsin growing by 1.53 million people from 1970 to 2022. The report also found the average household size in Wisconsin dropped from 3.2 to 2.3 in the same span. A report released by the United States Department of Agriculture Statistics Service shows that cropland cash rent in Wisconsin is on the rise. According to the report, non-irrigated cropland cash rent averaged $151 per acre this year, a $6 increase from last year, and pasture rented for cash averaged $37.50 per acre, a $1.50 increase from 2022. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe in.
Don't kill me now.
you're talking for. You don't tell me now. Do you promise the funk? The whole funk, nothing but the funk. Ready or not, yeah.
Fail me now. Man, is that too much funk for 8:36 in the morning? I hope not. Man, getting funky in here. Yeah, One Nation Under a Groove, that is us on a Friday morning. We got 8:36 and a half right now, 68 degrees in Eau Claire, 65 degrees in Amory. Music from Funkadelic, Parliament Funkadelic, the P-Funk thing with George Clinton. If you ever get the chance, check them out. Man, they are actually out on the road right now, and I remember it was about a year ago, and before I had my radio show, I was filling in for another host on the Civic Media radio network, and at that time, like a year ago or so, George Clinton announced that he's done touring, he's not going out on the road anymore, he's had enough, right? Well, as I just mentioned, he's out on the road right now with his band, and if you've never seen Funkadelic, Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton, I tell you, it is a spectacle. I just saw them recently, and there were 19 musicians and singers on the stage performing, and another dozen or so people just kind of wandering around on stage and nearby. It looked like there was a party going on the stage, and it just so happened that some of the people were involved with producing the music. But it is a spectacle. You'll be dancing from the beginning to the end. All right, let's get back to our story that we were discussing. I want to give you some more information on this promise that Donald Trump and Scott Walker made to the citizens of Wisconsin, saying they were going to change the economy of Wisconsin by putting in a huge Foxconn factory. It was going to change everything. And that was, what, 5-6 years ago at least. And after all these years have gone by, there's still not much there, even though, as we mentioned before the break, they had to wipe out over 100 homes, properties, family farms in order to make way for this big project that still has not materialized to this day. A story from the Washington Post is what we're going over that was just posted a couple of days ago, an update on what's really going on down in Mount Pleasant near Racine, the Racine-Kenosha area. And in this story from the Washington Post, just before the break, we mentioned that the only thing there, or just about the only thing on that huge parcel of land, is a 100-foot tall sphere. Okay, it's just a big globe. And Foxconn calls it a high-performance computing data center, but local residents say they haven't seen much going on there. They say they've seen few signs of life at the building, according to the story in the Washington Post. And in fact, last year, a local catering company announced that outside groups
could rent the space for events. Okay, so you're having a wedding party or some other type of event. You could rent the Globe and have people partying there. So this thing, this orb, I'll get back to the story. It says the orb and the three partially used buildings nearby are nothing like the giant manufacturing campus with 13,000 high-tech jobs that Trump and Foxconn promised 5 years ago when Trump, wielding a golden shovel for the groundbreaking, called the project the, quote, eighth wonder of the world. Instead, the orb is the butt of local jokes. Quote, it just looks to me like sort of a low-rent Epcot center. What almost turns it into comedy is that they were renting it out, for banquets, said Kelly Gallagher, head of a local government watchdog group. It might be funny, she added, except that local and state governments spent roughly $500 million, $500 million to buy land, bulldoze houses, and build infrastructure for an unfulfilled manufacturing megasite that was supposed to include dozens of futuristic buildings and a factory to produce flat panel displays for televisions. Foxconn today does some manufacturing at the site where the company says it employs 1,000 people building computer servers for data centers and electronic devices for solar panels. But so far, it hasn't been the massive investment that Trump and the firm initially touted. Quote, the enormous debt and financial exposure we took on and that still hangs above us was built on promises that I really don't believe Foxconn had any intention of fulfilling, said Gallagher, who recently lost her bid to unseat the village president, a supporter of the Foxconn project. As the 2024 presidential campaign gets underway, the economy is front and center with candidates of all stripes pledging they can do a better job of steering the nation's growth. The stalled dreams of this town of 27,000, Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, are a reminder that those promises don't always work out as planned. The ill-fated project, backed by heavy state and municipal spending, comes as the federal government is pouring tens of billions of dollars into subsidizing domestic manufacturing, hoping that the funds will help spur projects that might otherwise not happen. Quote, it's very easy for things to go awry in a big way, David Merriman, a professor of public policy at the University of Illinois at Chicago, said of government-backed economic development. He also said the standard should be, if it doesn't make economic sense to do the project, you don't do the project. There's got to be some spillover benefits beyond the developer. End quote. The original Foxconn deal signed in 2017 called for Wisconsin to provide the firm with nearly $3 billion in tax credits if it created 13,000 jobs at a $10 billion state-of-the-art factory for the production of liquid crystal displays, or LCDs, the flat screens used in televisions and other electronics. Seeing little progress, the state under new Democratic Governor Tony Evers significantly scaled down the deal after Trump left the White House in 2021, reducing the tax credits Foxconn was eligible to receive to a maximum of $80 million if the company created 1,500 jobs in a tech and manufacturing campus. Many critics say the original promises were never destined to be kept. Trump and the Republicans were looking for a quick political win from the deal, while Foxconn was hoping to placate the Trump administration to stop it from hiking import tariffs on the iPhones the firm assembles in China, said Gordon Hintz, a Democrat and former minority leader in the Wisconsin State Assembly. Now, that's really important information. This kind of gets at the crux of why we're in this mess. It says, many critics say the original promises were never destined to be kept. Trump and the Republicans were looking for a quick political win from the deal, while Foxconn was hoping to placate the Trump administration to stop it from hiking import tariffs on the iPhones the firm assembles in China. It's hard to believe that that's what happened, but it's just some kind of a mind game, more or less. Hintz said it was all about the politics. You had a swing state President Trump, or you had a swing state President Trump needed to win. And from Foxconn's standpoint, President Trump had threatened tariffs on electronics imports. For Foxconn, it was always about evading those tariffs. That's the reason why they said they would clear that land and displace over 100 families. And they said they were going to put something there, but it still has not materialized. I'll get to a little bit more of this story. It says a Foxconn spokesman said the firm, quote, makes business decisions based on market demand and opportunities that strengthen the long-term corporate health to the group and our shareholders, end quote. Referring to the renegotiation of the deal, the company said that, quote, macroeconomic and industry sector challenges require the ability to adjust quickly to market demand, end quote. The company said it, quote, remains committed to Wisconsin and looks forward to growing with the state, county, and village, end quote. Foxconn confirmed that it has made the global, Foxconn confirmed that it has made the globe available to outside groups, but added that the building is primarily an operations center supporting Foxconn's manufacturing operations. It declined to make executives available for an interview. A Trump spokesman didn't respond to a request for comment. And it says, by the time the Foxconn deal was slimmed down, the village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County had already borrowed more than a combined $300 million to buy land and lay water and sewer pipes required by the originally promised LCD factory. State taxpayers and a local utility, meanwhile, were in the process of spending nearly $300 million on roads and power lines, according to the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau. And it does look like we in Wisconsin are victims of Trump's lies, braggadocio. I don't know. How do you describe something like that? It's a strange thing, and we're the ones left holding the bag. 8:47 and a half right now. Got to take a quick break. Stick around. It's a short one. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. Turn on the tube.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High of 81, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance for isolated storms. Lows dip down to about 56. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 75. 79 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Oh, and that's all right with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because your lover's stars isn't around. Waste your summer break.
Springsteen, from an album released on this date, August 25th in 1975. That was one of my anthems when I was young and in high school. And those were the days.
Tried to live my life like the people in the songs, like the characters in the songs of that album, Born to Run. Thunder Road, the name of that tune, in case you're not familiar with it, if you're a younger person, just taking notes. Yeah, we'll have a test later on, so make sure you're taking good notes. It's 8:54. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show on a Friday morning. We've got 68 degrees in Eau Claire right now, 72 in La Crosse. Up in Hayward, only 63 degrees. Everybody's going to be a little cooler today than they were yesterday, although not that much, but we won't be in the dangerous, excessive heat range. And by the way, if you have any comment on anything we're discussing this morning, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. You could also send me an email message if you want to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. Hey, the next story I want to get to is about the grid, the electrical grid. That seems to be one of the vulnerabilities of the United States at this time. People say that we got to be careful because some foreign actor or even a domestic threat could attack our electrical grid. And we've seen that already quite at least a few times where people have been shooting guns at electric stations and just trying to knock down our electrical grid. And also we have to worry about things like those solar flares from the sun that may knock out electricity. In the last few days, with all of the crazy weather we've seen, a lot of people have lost their electricity. I know right now there are like thousands of people in Michigan and Ohio that don't have electricity this morning because of storms last night. So what can we do to protect the electrical grid? You know, one of the weird things about it is that if one little area of the grid goes down, it could cause a cascading effect so that a big portion of the country goes down. We've seen that a couple of times too. So now what some companies want to do is build these small scale micro grids. Okay. So that a town or a small area portion of a county will be on its own grid that will be separate from the larger electrical grid. So in case something weird does happen, they won't all lose electricity. I have a story here about the first small-scale microgrid project in Wisconsin and was launched in Richland County. The story is from WMTV, and it says this was by Abigail Levins, published yesterday, last night. It says that the first community-scale microgrid project was just completed in the village of Boaz in Richland County, Wisconsin. Alliant Energy used a small-scale power grid, which they created with the ability to operate independently from the traditional grid in a situation like a power outage. The Boaz Village president, Gene Nix, said power outages seriously impact the village, and having a microgrid will mitigate that problem. She said the new microgrid system supports our community and means we won't have to worry constantly about outages that previously disabled equipment like our pumps for hours or days on end. Sounds like a good idea to me. What do you think? Feel free to give me a call. I got to take a break for the top of the hour news. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station. With a stop and scream standing in at the door like a dream, I wish she'd just leave me alone. Because when she dreams of opening boots and French kisses will not break her stone.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Ike Josh.